T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to catch up with Mr. Charlie Starr from Blackberry Smoke. And it's funny, man. I was just talking to Jake. Before we get into this, we're talking about how, you know, meeting these guys in Sturgis. And here, I'm going like this. This is at the Full Throttle. Jake and I stand on the side of that stage with our mouths goddamn open to our knees going, what the goddamn is this, man?
There was a piece of me that felt like the top of that stage was going to blow right off.
It's
like,
really rare that you have that moment in rock and roll. Volbeat did that for me. It was the last band that did that for me. When I saw them live, and they were doing Sad Man's Tongue, and I watched it roll out over a crowd of about 40,000 people, and just was like, God damn.
Uh-huh. And you see instantly on people's faces that they get it.
Yeah, and then... from Whippoorwill, which it's hard to have a favorite, but Whippoorwill's probably my all-over favorite. Although, Bad Luck Ain't No Crime, the first ones that brought us all together. So.
Our next guest is the frontman for the southern rock band who have built a huge following by touring relentlessly, selling out shows across the US and Europe. His name is Charlie Starr. The band is Blackberry Smoke. Recently released an acoustic EP, The Southern Ground Sessions. They're gearing up for dates in Panama City, Biloxi, Mexico City, Bogota, Colombia, and Lima, Peru. But on Memorial Day weekend, you can see them live on stage at Rocklahoma in Pryor, Oklahoma, as well as playing the Tumbleweed Festival May 31st in Lacine, Kansas. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Blackberry Smoke frontman, Charlie Starr.
From Biloxi, Mississippi to Mexico City, Mexico in a few days. How ridiculous is that, Charlie?
Those are very similar, right?
From the Crawfish Music Festival to the Domination Festival.
Yeah, we're an equal opportunity entertainment machine.
You are. Man, hey, how are you, brother?
Man, I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. Better than I deserve. Good Easter with the family?
Yeah. We've been home in Atlanta for a week or so, and getting ready to jump back in.
I just, you know what? It's time again. It's time. And hell, I'm looking for a new album, man. This is a longer time away from a new record than it feels like.
Yeah, it was 1 year, 2 weeks ago. The Find the Light was 1 year, 1 year old 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations, man. Another one for the books. How you feeling right now? Because I'm looking at this, Charlie, and I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, I'm going to catch you in Pryor, Oklahoma at that big Rocklahoma Music Festival, and I see you in Biloxi, Mississippi, in Panama City Beach, Florida, the Sand Jam. It all makes sense. And then I see Mexico City, Mexico, in Bogota, Colombia, Lima, Peru, Curitiba, Brazil, man, Porto Alegre, Brazil. These are new places even for you guys. That's pretty amazing, man, the growth and the distance you guys have grown.
Man, it's very exciting. This is our first trip to South America, and we're going down with Slash. So that's a little that takes a load off my mind a little, because I know that people are going to be there, since Slash is going to be there.
Right, right.
So it's a little less pressure.
I think they're going to love you. How'd you end up with Slash?
Well, we met Slash several years ago in Austin, Texas, and he got up and played some songs with us. And then he did it again in Los Angeles at the Viper Room, and that was a funny thing. We were on stage at the Viper Room, and this guy, you know, that place holds 85 people or something like that. And this guy comes over to the side of the stage, and he kind of waves me over, and I'm like, "Can I help you?" And he's like, "Hey man, I'm Slash's guy. He's here. Can he sit in again?" And I said, "Yes, absolutely. He can sit in anytime he would like." And so he got up and played. What a good guy. So,
yeah.
Taking us down there with him.
Well, it makes perfect sense, man. And they're going to go crazy for you for that feel, for that sound. And but what? That is a long jump from Atlanta. It is just a long jump. And then, you know, you think about Lima, Peru, which I've been through Lima, Peru. I hope you guys get a little bit of time to look around and check it out down there, because it's incredible. Incredible, man.
Yeah. I hope so. I mean, it's a pretty busy tour, but I'm going to get lost for a minute if I'm allowed.
Man, I will. We'll talk before you go, hopefully, and I'll give you some pointers from down there, because I'll tell you, man, there's a couple of really fantastic places in Lima, Peru that are so historically profound, man. They'll change your life. We jumped off from there and went to Iquitos. Yeah. My buddy Joe and we found a shaman, and we got knee deep in the ayahuasca one night.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've invested in Peru over the years, if you know what
yes,
I mean.
Sure, yeah.
not in years, but seems like in my early 20s, I spent a lot of money in Peru without even knowing it.
It feels like there should be a street named then after you down there.
Yeah, I think there's probably a statue of me, probably in the center of town.
And then Bogota, Colombia, and through Brazil, and then we hit Pryor, Oklahoma, so I'll see you at Rocklahoma, and then back into these big festivals again. You hit to Sweden, and you're going through Denmark and through the Netherlands, and then you end up at the mother effer of all mother evers when we were kids, you know, the Download Festival, which was called Castle Donington at the time. And is this That's the first right. time you've played Donington?
No, second time. We did it 3 years ago, and now we're coming back. And couldn't be more excited, man. I mean, that play. Well, 3 years ago we played. It was us, Slash again, Billy Idol, Motley Crue, and Kiss. And we went on, and there were 85,000 people there, and it was pouring rain, which is the norm
right.
for that part of the UK. And I didn't think we were going to play. I thought, well, we're going to get cut short. Look at this. And then the stage manager's like, there you go. You're on. And we're like, okay. I mean, win in Rome.
Yeah, sure.
In the rain. So
hell, that's going to stop
we
you guys.
In pouring rain, and that didn't stop those people one iota. They're used to that, so. It was fantastic. Can't wait to go back.
Man, I mean, that really is. And I'm sure you felt it the first time you walked on that stage at Donington. I was lucky enough to be there one time, and I was walking up on the side of that stage, and I looked out, and I could see that castle off to the left. And I thought,
yeah.
My God, this is what I looked at in Kerrang! Magazine and Circus Magazine and Hit Parader Magazine.
Yeah.
This was the legendary Castle Donington Festival when there was no festival in America. There was nothing like it in America, 85,000, 90,000 people strong. it's a legend.
Exactly, yeah.
That's
Metallica and Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
People, I remember. Yeah.
Dude, Charlie, it's all happening, man. And I used to be so irritated. I think, you know, more so than anybody in the band, that radio didn't embrace you the way I wanted them to, that I wanted this other world to see what all the fans like us know. And now I understand, like, that was never about that. Like, this is happening in spite of the world. Like, this is going to happen, man. There's no flash. There's no meteoric rise. This is a forever type band.
Yeah. I mean, we resigned ourselves to that fact a long time ago and thought, you know, we just keep at it and just chipping away a little here, a little there. And then, you know, I look around and I look at it like this. We're these people, these friends of ours that they come and watch our shows and buy our records. They allow us to make a living, and couldn't love people anymore for that.
No, man, you everywhere you go, the idea of this band out of Atlanta, Georgia, of just brothers, you know, travels from Lima, Peru to Antwerp, from Germany to, you know, Australia. You guys. There's nowhere you don't go that you don't sell out, that you don't play in front of thousands and thousands of people, and you do it based purely on the heart of it all, on being Blackberry Smoke. And that's something you can't buy. It's better than a chart. It's better than it means that you're going to be around for as long as you want to be around.
Yeah, we've been lucky, man. I mean, we get to do we do it the way we want to do it.
Yeah.
And not a whole lot of people can say that. A lot of people would be more concerned with, are we going to have a hit? And they would have a team of people around them saying, no, you got to do this to have a hit, or you got to cut your hair this way, or you got to dance this way, or you got to wear the monkey suit. I'll quote our buddy Jesse and say, hey, man, feel lucky you're not standing in a monkey suit dancing in front of the car wash.
That's right. Every day, man. Every day. Because that's what all of us, you know, it's either this, if you're lucky enough to do something that you love, or what you're really allowed to do in this world, which for me would be construction work at best. And that would be the best case scenario.
I'd be right beside you.
Yeah.
I'd hang some drywall.
Man, oh my God, I hate hanging drywall so much, Charlie. Like, out of all the jobs you could say, that to me is the goddamnedest, man, all day long. And let me point out, by the way, you guys, throughout it all, just your heart, and people don't know this, you guys have raised almost $200,000 for children's cancer research on your own.
Yeah. Well, it's something that was really close to the band with our drummer, Britt Turner.
Yep.
And his wife, their daughter was diagnosed when she was 3 or 4 years old, right in that period. We were in Europe, actually, and she was diagnosed with neuroblastoma. And he flew home, and then they were put through the ringer for a couple of years. And thank God she is cancer-free. She went through all the treatment, a bone marrow transplant, I think 2 bone marrow transplants. Anyway, their lives were altered forever. But our fans and friends started pouring out their hearts, man, and their wallets, and they gave him so much money to help. And at some point, he said, okay, I've got it. We have insurance, and now, thanks to all this giving, we've got it covered. So he had this surplus of money, and he's one of the most benevolent, incredible people I've ever met. And he said, I'm going to give this money. And he made an announcement, really, figuratively, on social media and said, I'm going to give the rest of this money to children's cancer research, if that's okay with all of you, you know. And of course, the people said, by all means, absolutely. So that was the first, that was the way that it got started. And so then we started donating our meet and greet proceeds to the same charity, to Children's Cancer Research and Children's Health Care of Atlanta. And that just, he started the ball rolling, and he kind of came to us and said, is that okay? And we said, absolutely.
Yeah.
So there couldn't be a more worthy cause, right?
Right. Absolutely right, man. So, guys, when you get a chance to see the smoke and they offer those meet and greets, and it's a couple bucks, know where the money goes. Know why it's the way it is. And, I mean, and what better way to get up close and hang with a band that you love than to know that the money's going to do something great? That's a win-win on anybody's day. So I don't,
yeah.
Go ahead.
We visited a couple of children's hospitals in the United States.
Oof.
I mean, it'll change you, you know, if you've never experienced something like that. And not to take this to a total downer, but it's a life changer. And to see where that money's going, and to know that it's going to help, that's important stuff.
No, man, you know what? And it's you know, sometimes you got to take it down a little bit, Charlie. Like, you know, like sometimes people need inspiration. They need a big eye opener. We all know cancer is terrible. We all know that children do suffer from it. But when you see it in front of you, it'll light a fire under your ass to do something to help them. And I think it's incredibly important to force yourself to look at that stuff and to take a minute out of your day. When we all have an extra $20, $50, $100, if you want to help out, there's a lot of different ways to do it, man. But you guys, my point with that was just that, you know, it's not about getting press for you. It's not about, you know, a lot of times you see these people on their telethons or on their what, you know, they're just showing up for the TV time. You guys, you do what you do, and you do it because it's in your heart. And that's what I think is the thread that goes through the music nonstop. It matters because the music matters, because it all comes from a very real place. You don't chase trends. You don't chase whatever the latest fad is. You are what you are, and that's Blackberry Smoke.
Yeah, man, we wouldn't know how to be anything else.
Yeah, no, you'd be terrible at it if you tried. God awful.
Yeah, we would. World's worst punk band, we would be.
Well, although it's funny because people don't know, like Britt and Richard Brothers, you know, they were in Nihilus, which is a speed metal band, and you guys all came together with Buffalo Nickel, and then you ended up just, it became another thing, and it became Blackberry Smoke, and it was so organic. And now the fact, again, that you're traveling the world, and this year will be sold out, and at some point, I imagine, you're going to go back in and record an album.
We will. Yeah, we have a live record that's ready. It'll probably come out in late summer. And that's something that we want to do, or we wanted to do for a couple of album cycles. It was like, okay, well, we need to catch up with, as far as with the documented live performance, you know. And this one's really special, man. It's our hometown show in Atlanta that we play every year. And we've got the double live album DVD almost ready to go.
Oh my God! It's good. Double live. Well, if you don't put out vinyl, that'll be a pity, because that's the epitome of the greatest stuff from the day. You know, a double live vinyl act record with a gatefold is the only way to go.
I think it's a triple LP. Actually, I think it'll only fit on three records.
It makes me wish that weed still had seeds in it.
Yeah, I love that, man. Holding that big record in your hands. There's nothing better.
Ah, brother. Listen, you guys, and here's a weird thing before I forget, because I know I'll forget to tell you or text you. I had the strangest dream about 2 weeks ago, and I knew we'd have you on the show before Rocklahoma. You were doing a cover. Do you remember T-Rex? The song was 20th Century Boy.
That's right.
It's kind of an obscure song. As God is my witness, I literally had a complete dream. I walked into a bar, and you guys were playing 20th Century Boy by T-Rex. I was like, what a fan. It sounded great, by the way. You sounded amazing.
Oh, you ruined the surprise for Oklahoma, Johnny.
I'm telling you, man, it was as real as rain. I mean, I'm telling you, like it was actually happening. It was completely weird. Hey, I will see you in a few weeks, man. I'm excited. It's going to be that Sunday. You're playing with Jesse and the boys, Blackstone Cherry. Some more boys from down that way. Ace Frehley is going to be on the show that day. It's going to be a long, awesome day.
Back in
space,
and that sounds fantastic.
I think you're playing the night before, and if you're not, hopefully we'll all catch up together and we'll grab some iced tea and just chat it up.
That sounds great.
All right, man. Listen, I can't wait to see you, man. I'm excited for you. It's going to be a great summer. I love you. Tell me, tell hi to all the guys.
I will. We love you too, my friend.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.